Good morning, 722.
The White House and congressional Republicans remain at odds over taxing and spending. But if you think the fiscal cliff is a big problem, Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Business Week, says the bigger picture is much worse. Peter, you must be a Giants fan.
I'm sorry to tell you that, but it looks as if we cannot agree on $4 trillion in cuts over 10 years, if the parties are just deadlocked over how to get that, how are we going to solve our really long-term problem, which is looking out over 7,500 years? And when we look at that time frame, we see that the aging of society, the rising medical care costs just become so high that unless something is done, the debt shoots off to infinity. So that's what makes this discouraging. Not that, I mean, because I think that a $4 trillion deal can be done. The parties, even though they're locked into their sides, they're actually not super far apart at this stage. And at some point, there's going to be some kind of deal cut. But what you want is a deal that points the way towards the long-term solution.
Now, you talk about small changes now that could make things easier way down the road when you look at that long picture.
Yes, and what to me is the zero-sum game approach is that for every win one side has, it's a loss for the other side. It's like fighting over shares of the pie. But what we need to do, and this is something that I think both Democrats and Republicans can embrace, is, of course, make the pie bigger. And you do that through economic growth. Then you get into the debate over, well, what does it take to get economic growth? Sometimes spending, federal spending, can be part of the solution. And just one example is like Head Start helps very young children get a head start in life. There's data that shows that those programs increase human capital, make people live healthier and more productive lives. And what's more important to productivity than human capital?
I still think you're a Giants fan, but it's great having you with us again, Peter. Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Business Week.